Those things God opens up to you and to me. And the third thing, so first the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of revelation that we saw in verse 8, in 17, and at the beginning of verse 17, the eyes of the heart enlightened. The eyes of your heart, not just of the mind, but of that place in yourself that keeps everything most precious. It is a reason why, as we look throughout Scripture, the heart occupies such a special place, because those things that are in the mind, we can filter, we can control, we can adjust. But those things that are the most precious to you, those things that are the things that you keep closest, that nobody else knows, that nobody else sees, those things you keep in your heart. What Paul is praying for is that the eyes of those of your heart, that they would be opened to be able to see it. John Stott, an author, wrote this about these words. Divine illumination. So the way that the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, works to be able to peel back the veil for us to be able to know Him, to be able to see Him. Divine illumination and human thought, that desire where we have the ability to study, that we have the desire to explore. Those two things belong together. All our thinking is unproductive without the Spirit of truth. Yet the enlightenment that He gives is not intended to save us the trouble of using our minds. Said differently, it isn't spoon-fed to us. It's precisely as we ponder what God has done in Christ, when we think about it, that the Spirit will open our eyes to grasp its implications. When we ponder what God has done in Christ, beloved, when we allow ourselves to meditate, when we allow ourselves to marinate in what was in that first part of Ephesians chapter 1, all of those things, when we say where we are, who we are, and what we have, that changes our lens dramatically when we seek to pray and to know Him. What does Paul want you and me to know about God? What does he want us to focus on? There are so many things. Like we said even last week, we spent over 30 weeks considering all of these different titles, all of these different offices, all of these different things. We could have an eternity's eternity to consider all of those things. Three things that we'll be thinking about as we come into the coming week. One, the hope of His calling. Two, the riches of the glory of His inheritance. And three, to know and to experience the exceeding great power of God. Do we adjust our vocabulary, dear ones, to even ask this question? Let me know you. Let me know more of you. The better we know Him, the better and more that we seek to know Him, the more effective our prayers become, dear ones. The more powerful, away from just the I want this, or I hope for this, or I do that. May our prayers be that hymn that we often sing, more about Jesus, let me learn, more of His holy will discern. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of His saving fullness see. More of His love who died for me. May that be our prayer, that the eyes of our hearts be opened, that as we consider that even as we come into this week, think about the prayers that you utter in the morning when you wake up, on your drive to school and your drive to work, as you say goodnight to the day. May we pray, Lord, open the eyes of my heart that I may see you more. Beloved, what a wondrous thing is in store for you and me when that spirit of revelation is given to us and we can see him as he is. May his name be glorified.